Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Mary Wilson, who is with the Community Health Interfaith Partners, and she's here to talk with us about mental health first aid. Miss Wilson, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and happy to talk with you about mental health first aid.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I first heard about mental health first aid at a Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority interfaith gathering, and I was not familiar with what that meant. I mean, we know what mental health means and we know what first aid means, but I'd never seen the two together. So could you share with our listeners exactly what is mental health first aid?
Yes, I can. But I would just like to say first that the Community Health Interfaith Partnership is a diverse coalition of service providers, civic, community-based, also state and local officials. We were inspired by SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. We were invited to Washington, D.C. in 2010 as a result of one of the coordinators of SAMHSA to talk with us about providing more coordinated services between the faith community and community-based organization. She had based that notion on the results of the support that community and faith-based organizations had done after Katrina. And when we got back to Atlanta, there were about 15 different organizations that were invited to Washington, D.C. So when we got back to Atlanta, the host organizations that were invited decided to open it up to the city of Atlanta so that we could be more inclusive. We wanted to involve as many of the service organizations that were providing mental health, intervention, recovery services, and also prevention services. We really wanted to be inclusive for reasoning around the mental health illnesses and also addictions that are in the city of Atlanta. The mental health first aid piece evolved in 2012 as a result of the increase in terms of the number of people that were being impacted by mental illnesses. During that time, we were called again to Washington, D.C., where we took a very intensive 5-day training under the auspices of the National Council for Behavioral Health. And as a result of that, we began to offer mental health first aid courses here in Atlanta. And you did ask, what is mental health first aid? Actually, if you're familiar with CPR, it works similar to CPR. Help is offered to a person developing a mental health problem or experiencing a mental health crisis. Like CPR, given until appropriate treatment and support are received or until the crisis resolves. Not a substitute for counseling, medical care, peer support, or other professional treatment.
So it's like first aid. It's like the Band-Aid, something that can be used before the person actually gets into treatment or therapy or another form of help.
Yes, absolutely. It helps individuals who go through the training to recognize signs and symptoms for someone that may be experiencing a crisis. So that's what it does. It helps our individuals, and that can be anyone. It can be teachers. It could be firefighters. It could be EMR, the emergency folks that come out to assist you. It could be your neighbor. It could be someone in your family. Anyone can go through the 8-hour course and learn how to identify signs and symptoms where they can help someone that may be in distress.
To me, this is an amazing opportunity because most often people say they don't see the sign. You know, mental health is a silent disease. You can look at people and not know that they're, you know, suffering from anxiety or from depression or having a mental health challenge. But we do know 1 in 5 adults in our country, in our community, will experience a mental health challenge. So this is an opportunity for a layperson who has had the training to recognize symptoms that the general public might not, and then offer assistance.
That is correct. And just to say a bit more about mental health first aid, it originated in Australia, and it's currently being offered now in 23 countries. So that's a testament to the effectiveness and also the evidence around how successful and effective mental health first aid training can be for individuals.
Now, you mentioned the training is an 8-hour training, and it's for, as you mentioned, anyone, teachers, EMR, our security guards,
yes,
you know, safety folks. What is that training like? How can our listeners, maybe they have a church organization or sorority or, you know, a women's club or book club, if they are interested in learning about mental health first aid, can anyone, you know, sign up and be a part of this, or how do you go about doing it?
Yes, it's open to anyone who understands, especially if you're working with the public. So many times, for an example, we've done in partnership with United Way of Greater Atlanta because they oversee a lot of the organizations that work with homeless populations. So they have case managers that have been through the training because they're on the front line. And it is available also to teachers and anyone who have the burden or feel that they want to be of assistance to someone that may be in crisis. So it's really the type of tools and skills that you need, especially if you're working with the public.
So for our listeners who want to do this training, they, you know, for whatever reason, maybe they've got someone in their family, maybe they, you know, work with different kinds of people, or maybe they are working with the public. How can they get more information about this? How can they matriculate through the training program?
Let me just share a bit more about the 8-hour training. It is an 8-hour training. And when we say 8 hours, we really mean 8 hours. The curriculum is an evidence-based curriculum, and it can be found on the SAMHSA website. The 8-hour course is very interactive, even though when some people try to do it in one day, it's a very long day, as I said, because to receive the certification, you have to attend the full 8 hours. So that means you will have an opportunity during the course to learn the risk factors and the warning signs of mental health. You get information from a wide array of depression, anxiety, trauma, psychosis, and substance use. We also make it interactive where you can work with a team and you go through some type of scenarios that we create. That's a part of the curriculum. There is also some videos that we will share so that you can see what happens when people who may or may not know how to deal with someone that may be responding or coming down with a crisis. There are several videos that we used during the curriculum. One showed how one woman, after she saw the Twin Towers collapse in New York City, during 9/11 how she became severely and clinically depressed. And her story depicted the kind of situations that she went through and what was used to help her get to the appropriate help so that she could come back and live a rewarding lifestyle. So again, the course itself teaches you a five-step action plan to help you develop the tools that you need when you are looking at someone who may be experiencing a crisis. And of course, we also provide you with referrals and information on how you can tap into resources that are in your community.
So for our listeners, how can they get in touch with Community Health Interfaith Partnership so that they can learn how they can take this course?
Well, it's simple. One way that you can do that is by going to our website, which is CHIP Georgia. That's one word, CHIP, and Georgia is spelled out, .com. And on the website, you can see contact information for me. My name is Mary Wilson, and also Ethel Ware Carter and Cassandra Collins. Those are the three individuals that you can contact. And that information, again, is at chipgeorgia.com.
Mary Wilson, I want to thank you for coming and sharing this very valuable information with our listeners. I'm going to give that website again. It's CHIP Georgia. That's C-H-I-P Georgia, all one word,
yes,
.com.
That is correct.
Mary, thank you so much. We appreciate your taking the time to share this information with our listeners. And I hope our listeners are going to take advantage of this opportunity to become certified in mental health first aid. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.